In the middle of the street stands a monument with a dragon sitting on the top. The two figures displayed on the sides are Queen Victoria and her son, Prince Albert, the future King Edward VII. This structure is known as Temple Bar, and Temple Bar is the marker that shows us the boundaries of the City of London. This means you are now technically leaving the City of Westminster and entering the City of London. Strictly speaking, the City of London is only 1 square mile, starting here and finishing at the Tower of London. Colloquially, residents tend to refer to the square mile simply as the City, and we will do the same. When thinking of London in a historical context, it's worth remembering that for centuries, the City of London was London. When the Romans controlled Britain, their trading port of Londinium flourished in this area of town, stretching down onto the banks of the River Thames. Medieval London was also nearly entirely restricted to this square mile, and it wasn't until the 18th century, with a booming population and the expansions of the Industrial Revolution taking place, that London began to spill outside of the original boundaries, into places such as Westminster and Kensington, areas that had previously been home only to members of the royal family and wealthy landowners. Today, the City of London operates entirely differently from the rest of the capital. Although the square mile has a resident population of only 9,000 people, compared to the nearly 10 million citizens who live in the rest of London, it has a daily workforce of an estimated 400,000, who all commute into the city every day. To look after all these people, commerce, and business, the City of London has their own individual organizations and offices that operate here. For example, the city has their own mayor, known as the Right Honourable Lord Mayor, only responsible for this part of town and with no power elsewhere in the capital. The Lord Mayor is a completely different person from the Mayor of London, who is responsible for the rest of the city. Also, London has a police force known as the Metropolitan Police, but the City of London have their own separate police force known as the City of London Police. From this point on, the rest of the tour takes place within the square mile of the ancient City of London, a centre of trade, commerce, industry, finance, and life that it has existed on the same site for over the last 2,000 years. Continue your walk down the Strand, which is now called Fleet Street since you have entered the city. When you get to the brown and white Tudor building on your right, stop to take a look.